What's going on, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this, the little girl's knee. Okay, so I just finished up training and I was chatting to one of the boys who I love training with. He's always a great guy to train with. This is in jiu-jitsu training. So he's a guy that I've known a very long time. I used to do it when I was doing some MMA-based stuff, jiu-jitsu-based stuff years ago when I was around 20. Met him first then, and his name's Stevie. He's a fucking legend, dude. So if you ever get a chance to meet Stevie Ruan, I think his last name's pronounced, chat to him for sure. But he was just chatting after a session, just talking about like work, and he said something about a few of the boys that he knows in Royal Fitness, and he's like, man, you're changing lives, like doing a good job. And then it come to a conversation of like, you kind of forget that, right? You kind of forget, you know, that, well, I kind of forget that what I do isn't just reps and sets, like isn't just picking the right exercise. You see the smile on somebody's face when they hit their 200 kilo deadlift or their 100 kilo bench press or their, you know, 80 kilo squat, like depending on who it is, like, but you see the excitement and the passion in themselves when they progress, right? It makes a huge thing. It makes it all worth it for me. Like, and knowing that, you know, what we do keeps people on the straight and narrow sometimes. Like, I know a lot of people who have been cured from different addictions through coming through in the gym. Like they change, you know, weights and strength and power and fitness in their body. They train health. They transfer health to be their new addiction as opposed to drugs or other things. Now, to me, this is huge. Now, I was chatting to Stevie and he's in the fire, like MFB, so he's a firefighter. And he was talking about this job that he went to where a little girl had her knee stuck in between the bars at the top of a slide, the bars that like stop people from falling out. She got her leg stuck through and her knee got jammed, and she was 6 years old, right? This six-year-old girl, he got there and he's like, you kind of forget that what happens is like part of everyday life, right? His normal job, like he just goes there, he's like, yeah, just give us a tool, fucking pull it open, get the knee out. But there's like 20 people standing around, there's a little girl there, and like she's shit scared. All the people have no fucking clue what to do, all these adults and these bystanders, they have no idea what to do, so they're freaking out. And then you get this expert coming in, and he could just go in and just do it and job's done. But he realized how scared this girl was. It reminded him of his daughter, right? And that was huge for him. He was saying there, how this little girl started to like had that look on her face, and she seen the tool and she just got really, really scared. So he had to like treat her like, you know, just really calm her down and talk to her nicely and like reassure her that she was going to be okay. And as he was doing that, he was using this tool and like expanding out the thing so she could pop her knee out. And as he freed the bars, he's like, oh, can you get your knee out? And she's like, no, it's stuck still. And then he's like, no, just try. And she pulled it out and she was like, had this massive sign of relief. And you can just imagine it. You can picture this little girl with her knee stuck, and then as she gets it expanded out, you can imagine that look on her face and that relief that she would have knowing that she's not going to die and she's not going to lose her leg, right? Now, the conversation that me and Stevie got into was that most people's worst day, especially in his field, most people's worst day is just another standard day for him. Now, for me in the gym, like I can come in every day, like every day I've been in the gym fucking for 10, nearly 11 years now, right? And I still go in there reminding myself that this session, I need to be on for these people because they're here to train, they're here to transform their life. This is a place they go to improve themselves. So I have to put I wouldn't say a persona, I just have to remind myself why I'm doing it. Remind myself the importance of this progression or this place is to the members that we have, the athletes that we have, the clients that we have. All right, now, if you're a coach, this is a key thing. You need to be putting on a show, putting on a performance every single time you step in the gym. If you're in a shit mood, you'll drain everybody. Absolutely everybody. If you're a leader of any sort, if you have a team at work, or even if you're a part of a team, if you're a drainer, if you're taking energy from other people and you're being negative, you're, you know, being sluggish or whatever, just because you've had a fight at home, or you know, you might have had a big weekend on the piss and you're just feeling a bit rusty. If you go to work and you're a drainer, you're going to drain everybody down. Right? It's not just you it affects. It affects everybody. It affects the result. It affects the clients. It affects the job. It affects absolutely everybody. Now, this is not just for personal trainers. This is not just for firefighters. This is not just for like people who run teams, right? This is for absolutely everybody. Because you see, when I get into these mindsets, and this has happened in the past, I've had to do a lot of work on this, is I would get so consumed in the gym. Like, I'd put on this, like, I'd be all up and about, excited, and drain all my energy, and then go, you know, when you leave the gym and no one's there, you can go back to remembering that, you know, that massive financial stress that you're in, or that massive, you know, fight that you had with somebody, or that person that's pissed you off, or that bill that you've got, or that speeding fine that you've got. You can go back into that state. Now, what happens if you've had a bad day at work? What happens when you go home, right? If you don't remind yourself that it's not your kids or your partner's fault, when you walk inside, if you're in a shit mood from somebody else's, like, actions or somebody else's doings, and you take that home, that's just going to drain the positive areas of your life. Now, I've done this. I've fucked up on this. I've learned from this, right? I've been home and I've had somebody, you know, somebody pissed me off in the gym, or might have been a staff member or a client, or somebody said something online or whatever, and I've taken that home and I've been a complete fucking stubborn, shitty asshole, and that affects the relationships that matter the most in my world, because, you know, you let that guard down and you have that blow up. All right, now, what is my point of all of this? My point is very, very simple. If I don't learn how to manage how I show up in different states at different times, that can affect the relationships that matter the most to me. Okay, if you're putting on, if you're someone who's going to work and you're being a drainer, you won't progress or last long in that job, I can guarantee it, or in that career, in that business, whatever it is, right? But on the flip side, if you're going and then you're putting on a brave face all of the time, like nothing's going wrong, everything's perfect, and then you take home all of the stress that you've bottled up and you unleash that onto your wife or your husband or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your kids, family members, anybody, right? That's not doing you any good either. And this is what most of us do, right? We bottle shit up and then we explode onto the people that actually matter. Okay, now, I've got a simple question for you guys today. Where in your life aren't you remembering why you do what you do? Is it in your body, the weaponization of your body? Are you forgetting why it's important for you to be healthy, be strong, be mindful of what you're eating, you know, being healthy and fit and active? You know, like when you first got into it, was it so you could go out and you could feel confidence and self-belief, right? When you first got into it, was it so you could go kick the football with your children? Right? Or is it so you could live to 60 and still have energy and still have fucking, like, ability to move and do things you wanted to do? Is it in your mind, in the weaponization of your body, in the bulletproofing of your mind? Is it like, are you forgetting why you started getting on this journey of self-development and journaling and mindset-based work, meditations, those sorts of things? Because a lot of people don't realize that the thing that, like, the key to a healthy mind is allowing yourself to process what's actually going on, right? It's being present. It's being, like, in the now rather than being, you know, living in the past or in the future, right? Is it in your relationships? Are you someone who's forgetting that the people at work aren't the ones that pissed you off and you just take it out on your wife anyway? I mean, the people at home aren't the ones that made you pissed off and you go home with the stuff that's bottled up from work and you take it out on the people who matter most to you, right? Is it in your business? Are you someone who's forgetting why you got into what you did? Like, I remind myself this time of year every year, because I see so many people. We've got the Christmas party coming up, a heap of great people getting together, having a heap of beers. Like, it's so much fun for me. It's the best night of the year. I absolutely love it. And then you've got all these people that are hitting PBs because our max out's coming up, and you see the happiness and the passion in their face. You know, some of them yell and scream and swear when they drop the bar, and it's so exciting to them. You know, like Stevie with the little girl pulling apart the thing, releasing her knee and you know, saving this girl's leg, essentially, in her mind. Right, that's absolutely saved her life. She'll never forget his face. Right, remind yourself what you do, and then you got the last little section of this, guys. Remind yourself why it's important to have fun. Right, where in your life are you forgetting why you got into these things, why you got into these mindset, why you got into these belief patterns? Now, part two to this, guys. Write it down. Share it with people. Tell them why it matters to you. Tell them why your body matters to you. Tell them why your mind matters to you. Tell them why your relationships matter. Tell them why your business matters. Tell them why the fun in your life matters to you. What's it doing? How's it helping you? How's it going to help everybody around you? All right, guys. I hope that helps out in some way. If you have any questions of anything, if you're interested in joining up at Royal Fitness, hit me up. Shoot us a message. We'll get you involved. If you're interested in help growing your business, helping your mindset, hit me up. We'll see what we can muster up. We'll put together and get you on the right track moving towards what it is you actually want, because we all have the same pains. We all have the same frustrations. And I can guarantee a lot of the things that I've learned and taught and shared and, you know, gone through myself, I can fast track that for other people, which is huge, right? I've had people help me out. That's why I'm willing to help out others. Anyway, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. Have a great day. Have a great night. Whatever you're listening to this, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.